Howdy, folks. I'm fixing to tell y'all about Texas, nicknamed the Lone Star State.
I'm particularly fond of these. I pulled them out of a place on Midgard called Texas.
Don't mess with Texas?
That's the message.
I'm Walker, and I'm Texas Ranger.
Sexy. I mean, anything for Salinas.
Welcome to this week's episode of Texas Slang for Crazy. This week we're discussing the miracle horned toad of Eastland, Texas. So if you've ever watched Warner Brothers cartoons, you may remember seeing a dancing frog named Michigan J. Frog. He always looked dead, but when others looked away, he began dancing and singing, had a little top hat and a cane. Well, Texas has their very own miracle horned toad story. For those who don't live in the area with them, horned toads are tiny and they're covered in little warts that makes them look like they have horns all over their bodies. Now, for the most part, they're pretty small. They kind of hang out mostly in the summer. But in July 1897, the Texas city of Eastland, you know, started to build their courthouse. There was a rumor around the time that if you put a horned toad someplace to hibernate, they could live for 100 years. And local Ernest Wood decided to test this out by taking his son's toad, Blinky, and putting it within the cornerstone for the new courthouse. So I'm going to be honest, most people forgot that this even happened. And honestly, nothing much would have come from this story had Eastland not grown as fast as it did. The small courthouse just couldn't keep up with the new population, so 30 years after the cornerstone was laid, it was time to build the bigger courthouse. There was one person, however, who remembered Blinky. Ernest Wood asked that that cornerstone be opened. In February 1928, several hundred, possibly over 1,000 people gathered in Eastland, thanks to local newspapers and a little nudging by Ernest Wood, to see the cornerstone opened. Three local clergymen and a local judge ensured that no toads were switched out during the process. Blinky honestly didn't look great. His mouth was sealed up because he hadn't been eating. His horns were worn down from slamming into the cornerstone, and he was gray and flat. But he was still alive. In honor of Washington Irving's long-sleeping character Rip Van Winkle, they renamed Blinky Old Rip. Old Rip soon became the most famous toad in Texas, and then America as a whole. Ernest Wood's son Will, the original owner of Old Rip, took the toad on tour. People clamored to come see Old Rip and bought a sold-out run of 16,000 Old Rip postcards. He was inspected by scientists. He even met President Calvin Coolidge. Rip was living the high life in a goldfish bowl and eating bugs. But his reign lasted only 11 more months. The stress ended up contributing to him developing pneumonia and then his death. Will Wood had Old Rip embalmed and placed him in a velvet-lined casket. Now, not everything about Old Rip was good and charming. Some people buried toads of their own only to have them die, so please don't do this. An Eastland businessman didn't believe that the toad was real and offered $1,000 to anyone who could find a horned toad in February. No one was able to claim that money. To honor Old Rip's memory, there was a city celebration called Rip Fest to those who wanted to keep his memory alive, which is amazing to me. Huge barbecue, everybody kind of just hanging out to celebrate this fairly desiccated frog. So we were talking about Warner Brothers cartoons. Two of the creators, Tex Avery and Chuck Jones, both actually grew up in Texas, so they ended up immortalizing Old Rip in the guise of, you guessed it, Michigan J. Frog on those Warner Brothers cartoons. There was a point to that, y'all. However, if you decide to go see Old Rip today at the courthouse in Eastland, you may find he's missing a leg. In 1962, John Connally was campaigning to be the Texas governor, and he ended up lifting up Old Rip's embalmed body by the leg, and it snapped off. With no left hind leg, the locals of Eastland decided to keep it quiet. But we can forgive Connally and give him a little break, as about a year later, he was wounded in the infamous JFK motorcade. Give the man some rest there. Old Rip can still be seen today through a small window at the north center window at the Eastland Courthouse. Unfortunately, because people kept trying to steal him, you can't hold him, but you can merely look at his majesty. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. I figured we'd lighten it up a little bit. If you want to read more stories about Texas, I do have my first book, Texas Slang for Crazy by Victoria Irwin, available on Amazon, and the second one is in the works. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you next week.